Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the meme mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. The show, so do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours. The show.
I'm back up on my gritty. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, February the 28th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to talk about the coming spiritual storm. We want to talk about, really, this is an intro for the series that starts on Monday as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Cosmogrator's cosmology or the cosology of the Cosmos Grator. So depending on how you want to slice it and dice it, brothers and sisters, we want to share with you the under, over, and understanding of the true biblical, scientific, biological, and esoteric truth of the kingdom. The big G, not the little G. And that creates today's message, which is spiritual dislocation and spiritual realignment. And we have to go back. If you go through all through history, this isn't a new event. There has been many spiritual, I'm going to use the word movement. The best one, or the one I like the most out of all of the different, you know, spiritual, and we could throw in even the word religious movement. We go back to history, we talk about especially the Great Awakening. So there have been many, you know, spiritual or religious, you know, movements, especially in America and especially in the 1800s, especially in the Middle Ages. Wow, I remember going all the way back to, you know, the Middle Ages, and we look at the different spiritual or religious movements that took place that brought us to the current reality that we have right now. We talk about different important figures and different the Dark Ages, you know, Salem witch hunt, a witch hunt. We talk about the Crusades. There has been a lot of religious or spiritual movements, you know, with inside of reality, for lack of a better term. And there is another spiritual movement, if you will, or spiritual realignment, if you want to use that term, that's here or that's coming. What's interesting to me is when we think about religious or spiritual movements, it's amazing from a historical perspective, the lack of a historical relevance or over an understanding of the historical facts that are available if one was to do any research on any historical movement, especially within the United States, which is not going to be too much within the United States. But if you go back outside of the United States and look at all of the different movements that have taken place, you know, let's just say within the, you know, 18th and 19th century, you know, back in England with the, you know, with the Pilgrims, the Shakers, the Methodists, you know, Universalists. Then we got into some Latter-day Saints and different spiritualism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Pentecostalism, Rosicrucianism. You know, the Moors came into being. A lot of different movements have taken place just in history. But now we want to talk about what I'm going to be talking about on Monday, when we talk about the spiritual movement that's taking place that's going to bring about a spiritual dislocation. So the first thing that happens anytime there's a change of God, if we want to use that term, there's going to be some people that are discombobulated, if you will, or some people that are dislocated, because now we are presenting, or there's going to be a presentation, or there's going to be a unveiling, there's going to be a disturbance of the current state or place. So again, let's establish the definition. When I talk about spiritual dislocation, I'm talking about the way by which we establish our spiritual alignment based upon what we call a belief system or a spiritual system, which is, for me, spiritualism is just, we go down, God is love. God didn't create love. He is love. So for me, the base or the foundation of any true spiritual move of God is going to be based in love, but it's going to probably be interpreted incorrectly. It's going to be interpreted as something negative. For example, when we go into the scripture, and the Bible talks about the great falling away, and that's interpreted as a negative event. For me, that is the true meaning of the biblical falling away or dislocation or realignment. So we're talking about what happens spiritually. You know that saying is always darkest right before day? Well, that's the same thing spiritually. That there is always like a spiritual darkness or heaviness, if you will, before there's a spiritual light. That's the change. So we're going to get into the cosmology of that in the new series that starts on Monday. Then we're going to get into the biology of that. And then we're going to also get into the histology or the theology of that as well. Now, I've already discussed and written many, many books on this topic that focuses on understanding that you can't enter into the kingdom without the key, because it takes a key to enter into the kingdom, and the key got to be given to you by the king. So when we talk about a state of being dislocated, so a spiritual dislocation is a mental state where you have been dislocated. That means you are changing your location. So it's almost like a change of mind when we're talking about spiritually. So spiritually, we're talking about the act or the state of being disrupted. So something is causing a change or a dislocation or a disruption, if you want to use that term. So when we talk about, you know, again, dislocation, we're talking about, again, a location. It means a displacement of your normal position. Let me say it again. So a spiritual dislocation is a displacement of your normal position. So you may have had or you may have a specific disposition or location or position. Now there's going to be a change or a dislocation. It means to put out of place. It means to put in a different place. It means to displace. It means to put something out of position. But it's a change of position. Spiritual dislocation is what's here, what's coming forth. When we talked about the previous series that I did, we were making a transition from the church age into the kingdom age. Now, whether you want to believe that or don't believe, okay, we can get into, as I will be doing in the new series, we can get into the heliology of the change. Now, again, I do not want anyone to believe me based upon words, because anybody can state or say anything. You should, whether you're listening to me or anybody, you should ask them for facts. There should be some biblical facts. There should be some helio. There should be some physical or physics or astro or cosmological facts. There should also be some bio or biological facts. So there should be facts in three dimensions. The facts should come from the spirit, the soul, and the body. That should be facts to go along with any statement that's made. And as I've been saying for years, I have theological and cosmological and biological facts of proof. And that's what you want to have too. But you don't want to get them from me. You want to get them from your father. You want to get on your knees, or you want to go to your reference material. So any statement that I'm making today, I don't want you to believe it carte blanche. What I want you to do is write it down and go and do your own research and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because the Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God, not man. The approval shouldn't come from me. It comes from God. So what you're doing, what I do, is I ask the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me into all truth. Because I don't mind being taken out of place if I'm in the wrong place, because I want to be put in the right place. And so that is the purpose of why I wake up every day, is to over and understand that I'm doing great. I mean, life is off the hizzle for shizzle, but there's room for greater so that I can operate in my greatness, because me and the Father are one. So I know that you can't enter into the kingdom without the keys. And I know that something happened that took away the keys. How do I know that? Well, it says it in the Bible. It says, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You enter not in yourselves. Let me say it again. You enter not in yourselves. Let me say it again. You enter not in yourselves. And them that were entering in, you hinder. Then it goes on and it says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you shut kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves. Let me say it again. You need to go in yourselves. Let me say it again. You need to go in yourselves. Let me say it again. You need to go in yourselves. Neither you suffer them to enter in or to go in. So I've just read two scriptures that in Matthew 23, where Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, is expressing his disappointment, if you want to use that term, with lawyers and with scribes and Pharisees. Because those three groups, lawyers, scribes, Pharisees, those three groups, they were denying people the key to the kingdom. So remember what I said, what was Adam and Eve's prior existence before the fall? How did they exist before the fall? So if you go back into Genesis, you will see that before the fall, Adam and Eve have direct access to their creator. And it was within them. That is the key of knowledge. Let me say it again. They had direct access. Again, go back to Genesis. Do not believe me. Do not take my word. Go to Genesis chapter 1 and read it for yourself. Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Please, Read how the two creation stories in Genesis 1, Genesis 2. After you read that, read how mankind, not the individual man, but the whole species, the whole group, the Adamu. This is Adamu, or this is Adam, or this is Atom, or this is Etomology. So depending on which ology you want to use, whether you're using what I'm doing, which is etymology, or whether you want to use physics, which is atoms, atomology, whether you want to use the Bible, which is Adamology, we're going to use all three on when we start the new series to bring about a healthy re-dislocation. Because if you're not dislocated yet, I talked about the spiritual walk that's coming. It's coming because the Father himself, remember, the true destiny of mankind is not left up to mankind. The true destiny of mankind is left up to the God kind. So the Father is taking things into his own hands. And so the Father is establishing sons and daughters to establish or to bring about his reality on this dimension. Now, this is extremely important once you understand how you may feel. Because what you feel is not real. Because your feelings are the effect of a cause. Let me say it again. Your feelings is an effect of a cause. So something caused that feeling, that spiritual dislocation. So when you've been dislocated, when your belief is challenged, it causes a feeling. But you don't attack the feeling, you research the cause. That's called, again, cosmos. That's the cause. So the cause is the cosmos. So the cosmos creates cause. And then that leaves an effect. So we're the effect of the cosmos. That's why, as I talked about, again, with the message that I did on Sunday, and I spent a lot of time going through the scriptures inside of Genesis that establishes the cosmos, or the cause, what I call cosmology. Now, again, Matthew 23:13 says, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither you suffer them from entering in or to go in." That's Matthew 23:13. Then Luke chapter 11, verse 52 says, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered them." So Jesus is establishing the fact that there is a kingdom, but the kingdom is based upon these keys. But scribes and Pharisees and lawyers prevent you from entering in to the kingdom. And so the inability to understand, which I'll be breaking down and, again, providing more, again, proof. Because it's one thing to make statements, but you need, you know, proof about the statements that is being made, that I am making. So that brings about a spiritual realignment. There's a reshuffling going. That's why people feel the way that they feel. There's uneasiness because now it's very hard for lawyers, reverends, doctors, and bishops, or scribes and Pharisees, keep people from entering in to the kingdom because the Father has given each one of us our individual keys. So they have to take your key in order to prevent you from entering in. And so they are good at understanding your key. Let's go to James 3:13. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." Now, the key is that God is love. He did not create love. So there should be those three elves that I talked about in the last message that I did. And I've been talking about those three Fs, you know, before. So fun, fighting, and effing are fear, freeze, and flight have been replaced. So people are being dislocated. You're being moved from a place of fear. You're being moved by the spirit from a place of freeze or being frozen a place of being undecisive and not able to make a decision. You are being moved from a place of flight, from destination addiction, or from abandonment disorder, or from running, and you are being moved from the place of fun. You've been removed from the place of fight, and you've been removed from the place of just procreation, and now you're being moved to a place of fruit. You've been moved to a place of freedom. You've been moved to a place of faith. So fear, freeze, and flight have been replaced. They are all being, this is spiritual dislocation. The Father himself is doing it. He's not depending upon you. He's the CNEs that's been released by the Son, as I'll prove, is changing the DNA, as I will prove. So that way it's establishing a new feeling inside of you, as I will prove. So that way it creates a dislocation. So you feel a dislocation. So now you're fighting, because we are all creatures of comfort. We're creatures of habit. We don't want to oscillate and vibrate in the golden mean. We don't want to hear nothing about no golden ratio, and we damn sure are not interested in the golden rule. We're not interested in doing unto others as they would do unto us. We want to stay in our skin so we can be the snake's kin. But the Father got bigger plans for you, boo-boo. He's taking you to the new level. He's over, under, and understand that he wants you to establish connectivity with him. He wants to establish magnetology or magnetology, because he want to give you freedomology so that way you can have Christology, so that you can become crystallized. You can become and you can oscillate in what is called condensed matter physics. So you are multidimensional. You are a multidimensional being because you serve a multidimensional God that gave you a multidimensional word, but you stuck like Chuck in one dimension. You just know just one thing, that's it. And that's okay, but there is a spiritual dislocation taking place. There's a spiritual realignment taking place. There is a spiritual storm coming, and it's brewing inside of your soul. You can feel it bubbling up. You know that the Father is taking down that old system that you got. He's removing tradition, and he's replacing it with dominion. The Father has made you a lion. You are a king. You are a queen. There's no longer, you cannot be a peasant forever. You got to grow up. We cannot be a spiritual baby forever. Eventually, we got to oscillate and vibrate in the infallible proof that was given to us by our Father. And it's this ability to under, over, and understand, my brothers and sisters, the universal language is the Masoret. The universal language is multidirectionalism. The Father can operate in any dimension that he wants. He's not limited by space and by time and by mass and by matter. We are, but he's not. So our job is to be like him. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. So Jesus, he took the keys of death and the grave, and then he said the statement, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? What is the true esoteric gnosis behind that statement? I've never heard it taught, but I will be breaking it down on Monday. Because without that under over and understanding, my brothers and sisters, you cannot oscillate according to Hebrews 4:12. So Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is alive, it is powerful, it is sharper than any duality, any two of this sort. So duality, good and bad, that's duality. The word of God is sharper than that. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint and marrow, and it got two more levels to go, and the intent. So you have that same capacity because you are the Word of God. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among men. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos, the crystallization. If you look at a crystallization, which I'll be breaking down again on Monday, using the biology, again, cost is $25 for members of the Kingdom Menace Training Center, $50 for non-members, starts on March the 4th. You want to join me on that series, just go to the website, Master Teacher 33. Click on the link that says donation, masterteacher33.com, because you want to be on this call so you can over, under, and understand cymatics. Because you see, brothers and sisters, that you are up against a linguistical genius called Lucien Farr. That was a statement made by John Lennon that said this. John Lennon said, I sold my soul to the devil in order to advance my career. Bob Dylan, John Lennon said that Bob Dylan, you saw, y'all seen the interview with Bob Dylan, it's on YouTube, where he's been interviewed by man, that black guy that used to be on 60 Minutes. Bob Dylan said, and I quote, "I have made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end of the bargain." And he goes on during the interview and they ask him, "Who did you make a bargain with?" And Bob Dylan said, "You know, the bad guy, the devil." Now, there is a dislocation that is taking place. Or you have to make a, you got to do what John Lennon did. You got to do what Bob Dylan did, and, you know, Katy Perry and Ozzy Osbourne and a lot of the other entertainers. You have to make a deal with a low vibration, or you have to make the deal with a higher vibration, the big G or the little G. So the key of knowledge is a Greek word that, again, it comes from many words, but basically that word key of knowledge, when you look it up, it means to expand or to expound in words, to expound in interpretation. It means a interpretation. So in short, when we talk about knowledge, we're talking about the ability to interpret words that I call etymology. That's the key. So when we say the key of knowledge, we're talking about the ability to interpret words, to break them down to find their true meaning. So someone took away the ability to break down words so that way you cannot find their true meaning. So when we talk about the word key in all of the ancient texts, including the Helios Biblios, it's like the key of keys. That's why Yahushua is the key of, he's the king of keys, or the king of kings. So kings and keys and kingdom, they are synonymous. So you have to over, under, and understand the key of keys that's associated with the ability to understand etymology or etymology or etymology. All of this, my brothers and sisters, has to do with the ability to understand the tone, the frequency, the wave, the vibration that's behind the words. So the key of knowledge is the ability to understand a translation or a mistranslation when you see or hear or feel it. So when we talk about language, we're talking about the ability to understand the multiplicity of language. Well, I can still, say something, and it could be S-T-I-L-L, it could be S-T-E, it could be S-T-E-A-L, or it could be S-T-E-E-L. So when we talk about language and we talk about writing, like the word cursive, so cursive writing is a form of grammaria that witches use that is called wizardry. So wizardry is cursive. That's why it's called cursive writing, because you're performing a curse. Now, in the beginning was the word. So the enemy manipulated the word. So spiritual dislocation is a manipulation or the ability to unmanipulate a word that was manipulated. So what I do for a living is I unmanipulate, I decode the code. That's all I do. I read a word, and you think the word, like John 8:1. Jesus went up on the Mount of Olives. So if you don't decode that, you're gonna believe that Jesus walked up on a mountain, and that was an olive tree. Now that's the outside meaning. So when Jesus said that, as Jesus said in the word, he pulled the disciples aside, and the disciples asked him, "Why do you keep pulling us aside?" Because it is for you to know the true key, but for them it's not. So when he spoke in public, everybody thought he was talking about a physical mountain and a physical tree. But he pulled the disciples over, and he told them he was talking about a mental disposition that creates peace and security. So the ability to understand, that is the key of knowledge. That's spiritual dislocation. That's spiritual realignment. The inability to realign your mind with God's design is going to cost you your behind. Now, the spirit realm, you should be aligned with the spirit realm, and there is something called fruit. There is something called freedom, and there is something called faith. That's the result of walking in truth, because the truth shall make you free. It should give you freedom. It brings about freedomology. So if you're not free, then you don't have truth, according to the scripture, John 8:32. Now, brothers and sisters, when we break this down to under over and understanding how we got into this predicament, we have to break down theology, which is the study of God. Now, when we talk about theology, we use, you know, a way of breaking down words. What is a dictionary to give us definitions or thesaurus or whatever word that we use? We use something to assist us with getting a deeper meaning or deeper understanding. That's called letter building or building blocks. That's the blueprint for control and possession. Now, again, I'm going to be sharing something on Monday as I talk about how control grids are established. This is called patterned consciousness. So I got to produce a pattern in your consciousness. So that way, that pattern consciousness is another way of talking about awareness or perception or godliness. So if I can limit your pattern, your consciousness, through a pattern that's called your personality, that's called your temperament, that's called a mood, that comes from your food, I can departmentalize you so that way you don't experience what I'm talking about, true spiritual alignment. So what you have is you have a spiritual location, but you don't have a spiritual alignment. So being spiritually aligned means that you have discovered the essence of your true being, not your doing. You have discovered, it's already here, God eternal within the body. So you, true spiritual alignment, not location. This is not about a spiritual location. This is about a spiritual alignment. You got to align with God. You got to be one with the Father. You got to be one with the big G. You can't have a departmentalization. You can't have a disposition. Now you can, but is that the true essence of God, what we call God? So in your deepest core, there should be some principles. There should be some values by which you live by. And you connect. Once you connect, again, we talked about this a couple of days ago when I was talking about spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening, and I talked about spiritual growth. So spiritual awareness and spiritual awakening is the increased awareness of God. It's the connectivity with God. It's a full comprehension of God. That's love. So when I say God, I mean love. It's the increased awareness of love. It's a connectivity with love. It's a full comprehension or spiritual discernment of love, because God is love. God did not create love. He is love. So spiritual, you have to realign. Right now, you're in a location that is not unconditional love. Guaranteed. How do I know? I just do something that you don't like, and then the love stops. Now, I didn't say you have to like or you have to care, but I did say that you have to love, according to the scripture. Now, the definition of love comes from the scripture as well. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love doesn't seek its own. Love and all of those attributes and characteristics of love, that's God. So that the fruit that you should have should match the love of God. The fruit that you have should match the fruit of God. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That brings about faith. Your faith establishes freedom. Your freedom allows you to produce fruit. So without faith, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. But, you know, let me get this right. So this is why there's a spiritual dislocation taking place. Because where you're located right now, you got to be dislodged. Because where you're located right now is not a place, it's not an alignment with faith. Because the Bible says without faith it is impossible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So is your brain immersed in your solution right now? If not, then you do not have the truth, you have a version of it. So my brain is already immersed in wealth. My brain is already immersed in health. My brain is already immersed in wisdom. My brain is already immersed in total relationship. My brain does not identify with reality. I don't care what's going on outside of my brain. My innerverse, my inside disposition, my inside reality, my inside mentality overrides my outside reality. That's biblical. My inside, because why? Hebrews 11 tells me that the word, the invisible, creates and frames the visible. So everything that's visible was created, was framed from the invisible. Everything that's physical was once unphysical. When it was unphysical, it was hope. Everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a desire. Everything starts with what we call a wish or a dream. But the Father uses these thoughts and these wishes and these dreams to create thought forms that mold matter. So thought molds and changes and controls mass or matter. Now, you may not understand the physics behind it, but the Father has given us physics to explain it. You may not understand the biology behind it, but the Father has given us, and there's a great book, and I talked about Dr. Bruce Lipton's great book, Epigenetics, The Biology of Belief. Belief changes biology. Let me say it again. Belief changes biology. Faith is the substance that is hard, that's physical. Faith is physical of invisible. If you got a belief for blank and blank don't manifest, then what you have is not truth. Because the word cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. Because we got a word that cuts on five dimensions. We live in 3D. We live in this third dimensional reality. Most of us haven't even got to 4D. Less than on 5D, we stuck in 3D. So the goal is to understand you got to be dislocated from 3D, and you got to be realigned to 4G. Then once you get comfortable with 4G, 4D, don't get comfortable. You got to be dislodged, spiritual. You got to be dislocated from 4G reality, and you must be realigned. God is realigning you to 5. He's going to take you higher. That's called evolution. That's called growth. Jesus came that you may have growth. And growth more abundantly. But you're talking about who did something good and who did something bad. And Jesus came that you may have growth. Jesus came that you may have life. So spiritual growth is about relocation, realignment. Spiritual dislocation and spiritual realignment is normal. It's natural. That's a part of spirit realm. But somebody took away your ability to understand the spirit realm. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Now, you got a physical understanding, but there is no spiritual understanding. Because why? There's no fruit. So in order to go through this process, you got to be one, you got to go through discipleship training. After discipleship, you go through messiahship. After messiahship, then you're eligible for kingship, queenship. So you cannot be a king unless you're a messiah. Messiah simply means someone who knows and that they're in their position. Jesus came down and he was tempted. The devil took him up on a mountain and said, bow down. He said, nope, I know my position. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he said, oh, man, I don't know, this is tough. And he said, Father, take this cup from me. Then he had another thought that reminded him of his position. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That's messiahship. Messiahship is in the face of overwhelming adversity, in the face of negativity, in the face you got to stand by yourself. If nobody else is with you, you got to stand by yourself. The Bible says broad is the road that leads to destruction. What's the number one religion on earth? Christianity. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. Very few people find it. Very few. That's kingship. Because now Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. You are a freeborn king. You're the born king. But without understanding, you got to go get approval from somebody to become the king. But you were born the king. You're born in the image and likeness of your father. But you're taking orders from some denomination or from someone else that ain't your father. I report to the big G. The question is, who do you report to? Who do you pray to? Who do you seek for answers? Who do you call? Do you call Ghostbusters or do you call the big G? There's a spiritual realignment taking place in the universe. The spiritual realignment is taking you from great to greater. God is dragging you, kicking and screaming all the way to your greatness. Most of us are fighting tooth and nail. We want to stay in cymatics. We want to stay in grammaria or grammar. Do you know what the word grammar or grammaria or grammar comes from? It comes from the ancient text. And it's a word that means spell binder. It has to do with what they call magical sigils or runes or rituals. So this is all what is called sigil magic. So this has to do with the creation of what is called an ID. Stephen King wrote a movie or did a movie way back in the day. Do you guys remember Stephen King? He used to make those scary movies. He made a movie called It. And in that movie, It, Stephen King was telling you how they pattern or control. This is called pattern consciousness in psychology. How to produce a it. I remember there was a book, lady came on Oprah, or the guy came on Oprah. Title of the book was called A Child Called It. It was about a little kid that was raised basically in a closet. So It, Stephen King's movie, that little kid, the same thing happened to that little kid who wrote that they wrote that book called, again, and the title of the book is, it's called A Child Called It. Now, the CIA and different organizations, they use the same thing to do trauma-induced mind control. Now, I'm not going to get too much into A Child Called It or the movie that, you know, Stephen King did, but all I'm simply saying is, if you look at how A Child Called It, and this was, again, a true story, supposedly. And I think the guy's name was Dave or David Pelzer, P-E-L-Z-E-R. Again, you have to Google it and look it up. But the way to produce a it, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Good cop, bad cop. Keep them in a state of fear. Sleep deprivation. Starvation. And no access to outside relatives, friends, or families, or any other information. That's exactly how I was raised. The way to produce an it and to destroy your spiritual ID is to bring about a trauma-induced mind control slave. Sigmund Freud is known as the father of psychology. Sigmund Freud introduced or invented a model of psychic or psychiatry that combines or breaks down three parts of the self. He calls it the ego, the superego, and the it or the ID, which is the subconscious mind. Everybody talks about the conscious. The superconscious is the subconscious. It is the unconscious. But they don't call it the unconscious, so that way you can't figure it out. Now, the whole purpose of the Life Management System, the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is to deal with the unconscious. I don't deal with the conscious or the subconscious that they call, Stephen Freud called, all of modern psychology, they don't even address the unconscious, that imprint on your soul that was imprinted by that cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Oppression that creates depression, a lowering of your mental state to allow for possession, demonic control of your brain or your soul. The soul is possessed. The soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. Watch the movie It. Read the book A Child Called It. Research Sigmund Freud's program on producing it. This, brother, is called pattern consciousness. That's your current location. Your current location, if I push the right button, it going to show up. Guaranteed. I've not met a soul on the planet, myself included. If I push the right buttons, it will show up. Nobody deals with it, to my knowledge. I'm the only one. Because I had to deal with it in me. Otherwise, I would be dead, or I would have had killed somebody, or I'd be in prison. That's the only way to control it. A lot of people talk a lot of game, but they ain't got no fruit. They have no freedom, and they have no faith. I can believe God for anything. The life I'm living right now used to be a freaking dream. I have freedom. I get in my car and drive anywhere I want. I get on the plane. I'm not restricted or limited. And I got fruit. Now, the guru, the reverend, the doctor, the bishop, the lawyer, do they have fruit? Are they a single standing column of waveform energy? Do they produce process in place by which to produce wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship? Is there a process? Not a product, a process. Growth is a process, brothers. Growth is a process that takes you from one location and it realigns you to another location. That's what Jesus came and established on this earth, a freaking process. Otherwise, it will show up. It's really interesting because it lives inside of you. When I look at some of the Hollywood movies, what was Frankenstein all about? Y'all remember the movie Frankenstein? It was the same basic script. A way of producing something that is unconscious or is hidden. The word unconscious means below the threshold of consciousness. I mean, it's inside of you, but you don't know it's there. Until I push the right button or play the right tune. And then, boom, all of a sudden, something comes over you. That's what everybody who killed somebody or did something, they're like, well, I don't know, man. Something came over me. And then I just shot him 30 times. It came over you. Stephen King movie It. You know the Beatles wrote a song, the Beatles, one of America's greatest groups, not America but London. In the Beatles song, it says, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Y'all remember that song? Who they talking about? Who's it? The Beatles was telling you, let it be. Even Nike has a slogan. Do you know what the word Nike means? Do you know where Nike comes from, the word Nicolaitans? Do you know there is nowhere in Scripture, except in the book of Revelation, God said that he hates the Nicolaitans. Why does God hate the Nicolaitans? That's a strong. God don't really hate too much. But in the Bible it says God hates the Nicolaitans. Now, I have a whole book that talks about and breaks down the Nicolaitans. The word Nicolaitans, Nike, N-I-K-E, that's code for Nicolaitans. Do you know what the slogan of the Nike is? Do you know what Nike means? If Nike means the goddess of victory, N-I-K-E. That comes from the Nicolaitans. See, the Nicolaitans were the people that were against God. They taught God's people how not to be godly. That's why God didn't like them. It's in the book of Revelations. Do you know the word Nike has a program? They just said, just do it. Who the hell is it? Nike has a slogan. And they have that check. You know that check mark on the shoe of Nike? That's the death angel's crook. What Nike is saying, just do death. Look at the word N-I-K-E. Look it up. Who is N-I-K-E? Now, what am I doing right now? I'm doing etymology. I am showing you what somebody's put out that they say means this, and I'm showing you what it really means. That's truth. The ability to relocate letters to show true esoteric meaning, that's truth. If you don't know nobody that can do that, I'm praying for you. Nike means just do it. That's their slogan. But they're not going to tell you who it is. I know who it is. Mariah Carey has a song, and it's entitled Make It Happen. What about McDonald's? What about Coca-Cola? Doesn't Coca-Cola have a song or a saying that says it's the real thing? It's the real thing. It. Who's it? McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's saying is I'm loving it or just loving it. Now, I can go on and on and on about the promotion of it. That is the unconscious, not the sub, not the conscious, that's the unconscious. That's where Lucy and Far hang out. You see, my brothers and sisters, we really have to go through a spiritual dislocation and realignment because we need to learn to speak a more conscious language. Because abracadabra means I create what I speak. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So the inability to establish a biblical or a spiritual speech instead of a Luciferian, that's why I don't use words like human, individual, person. Those are all Luciferian terms. But we are unaware of how we think because we're not thinking. It is thinking for us. If you really think about the thoughts that come into your head, where do they come from? They come from it. It is a sine wave S that represents a sine wave, a rising up and a rising down. It's cyclical. It's sick. Now, let me make sure you understand because Monday we'll be breaking down this a lot further. I'm just establishing the spiritual dislocation that is taking place. And if you do not over, under, and understand what is taking place in the spirit realm, you'll be making it real, will manifest in your life, instead of what the Father has designed for the life. So you got to replace it with your spiritual ID. That's your spiritual purpose. That's your destiny. Your spiritual destiny. So the key of knowledge is your spiritual destiny. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because as we go through life, we are controlled or under the influence of names because names have power. It's extremely important because we don't really over under understand the power that's inside of names. That's what we say. The Bible says that in the name there is power. And then it says power, wonder-working power in the name. So there's power in the name. So that's why people say the name of Jesus. Because there's power historically based upon religion. In the name of Jesus. Now the Egyptians, they understood that and they said the same thing. If you go back to all of the ancient cultures, they understood the importance of a name. In fact, names were so important that the Egyptians believed that in order for something to materialize, you have to use the correct phonics. That's the Egyptian Book of the Dead. In order to control mass or matter. The Egyptians believed this so much that they wrote a whole book. The whole history of Egypt is based upon understanding the magi or the magic. Manly P. Hall wrote a book entitled The Secret Teachings of All Ages. In this book there is a quote, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, of All Ages, where Manly P. Hall states, Egypt is a great center of all learning and the birthplace of many of the arts and the sciences. And the creation of the individual environment for transcendental experimentation. Egypt is the place of the black magicians of Atlantis, where they continue to exercise their superhuman powers, and they completely undermined and corrupted the morals, all other mysteries. And how did they do that? They understood the power of letters. So Manly P. Hall goes on to define black magic and ceremonial magic as the ancient art of controlling spirits by applying specific scientific formulas in the form of sigil magic or letter writing or incantations. And then he goes on to describe in a book called Words of Power, Words of the Power. It's in an old ancient book that breaks down the scientific magic or method or methodology, if you want to use that term, of how words create worlds, as I've been saying for 20 years. And the Bible says also in the book of Hebrews. And so this is extremely important because now there's a spiritual dislocation taking place and a spiritual relocation. So you are all, we are being relocated to a different place spiritually. So that way we can have direct access to the Creator without using language. Let me say that again. We're going to have direct access. Language has been manipulated. I talked about that. I did a series on mental telepathy, and I talked about what that was, and it's not what, you know, the world teaches. And so you should be able to communicate with the Father mano y mano. That means mind to mind. So in the Old Covenant, in the Law of Moses, the priesthood would go into the Holies of Holies once a year, and they would communicate with the Father. Prior to the fall, Adam and Eve had direct access to the Father. It was this direct access that gave them the key of knowledge. At the Tower of Babel, prior to the introduction of language, let me say it again, prior to the introduction of language, let me say it again, prior to the introduction of language, different languages, they was on one accord, they had one mind, one language, and there was nothing that they could not accomplish. Read the story again, Tower of Babel. Read in Genesis again, before the fall. The key of knowledge now is the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Messiah or what Jesus called the Holy Spirit. Why? You don't have to talk to communicate with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. It's operating as you. It's manifesting itself through you. It's the set-apart spirit. It's that what some people call your conscious. It's that still small voice inside of you that's saying, yeah, boo-boo, don't do that. Now, you can override it, but you already know. See, but it is the Ruach and it is the Pneuma. How do I know? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Herein he states, even the mystery which has been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest in his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Notice where he's at, my brothers. Notice where he's at, my sisters. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is this ability to communicate directly 24/7, 365 with the Father, nonstop. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, every day, all day, I'm in constant communication with the Father. Why? Because the Bible says, as we read earlier, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. You do not enter into the kingdom yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe unto you, you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses And for pretense, you make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive a greater condemnation. You see, brothers and sisters, there is a spiritual relocation going on. But you got to be dislocated before you can be relocated. It is this dislocation process. We're not down for that. We're not willing to go through this dislocation process. But brothers and sisters, in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, in order for you to be a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, in order for you to understand what I'm going to be talking about on Monday, you got to relocate. Now, I'm just relocating before everybody else. I'm just a little ahead of the curve. I'm a little, as most avatars are, they come to prepare the way, kind of like John the Baptist. My name in Hebrew, again, as everybody knows, means Bethesda. Means one who builds or prepares the temple. For what? The Shekinah glory of God. So I'm just here to prepare your temple, so that way it can hold the Shekinah glory of God. So Monday we start the new series, and again we'll do another intro, more in-depth to break down tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll talk a little bit about one of the areas that we're going to be discussing in the new series, breaking down quite a bit, in fact, is the getting into what is called the infutable. I was going to change it up a little bit and put in the word immutable, but I can hardly say it. So the infallible signs or proof. Just a little introduction, because we're going to go more in detail on Monday. But again, I want to give you just a little flavor of the procession of what we call the procession of the equinox that comes out of the book of Job. And also that's in the book of Genesis, as we talk about it, as well in the book of Psalms. Chapter 147, yes, Psalms 147. Again, biblical. This is going on right now. You are in the process. You are being spiritually dislocated, so that way you can be spiritually relocated to be realigned with God's mind. Right now, you are realigned with it. That's something that was given to you through the dominant culture, through every song, through music, through food. Food ain't food. The food you eat, it ain't food. But it feeds it. The food establishes its mood. Now remember, it needs that kind of food. Your spirit doesn't. Your spirit needs alkaline food. Your it, that disposition, that demon, it needs acidity. It needs acid food. It needs you to operate in fear. Now remember, that's their food. All throughout our culture, there's songs, there's logos, there's corporations, all about it. Let it be. Let it be. But it's time to bury it and oscillate and vibrate in your spirit. How do I know? Psalms 147, verse 4. Psalms 147, verse 4. We see that all the stars are named by God. Then it says in Psalms 19, Psalms 19, verse 1. Psalms 19, verse 1, we find that the stars pour forth their speech, that they display knowledge, and their voice is heard throughout the whole world. Now, y'all have seen that video of that guy who records the sound of the stars and planets? It's on YouTube. Just type in, again, sound of the planets or sound of stars, and it should come up. It's amazing. In other words, what Psalms 19, verse 1 is saying, 1, 2, and 3 is saying, the Father is using the stars to pull forth frequencies, wave of vibration, nonstop, 24-7, 365, to establish, that way we can hear the voice. Well, why? The Bible says, my sheep, they hear my voice. My vocare that comes from the stars that was named by the Father. Each star is sending you a different message. You can override it, and you can operate inside of your purpose, your destiny, your dear Kinnear. All brothers and sisters, the Father, the big G, the real He leaves no room for error. This is the synchronicity of science and spirituality. That's what I started 20 years ago when I started the Eagles Club, eagerly advancing godly living and economics, scripturally and scientifically. Brothers and sisters, there is a great celestial event coming that's going to bring about a physical and spiritual, and at that point, location. We'll be breaking that down on Monday as we talk about Nibiru as well. The spiritual dislocation, hope you're ready. Because you're going to be spiritually relocated, whether you're ready or not. So that way you can operate and vibrate in your new spiritual alignment. Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest gnosis or knowledge that anyone on earth, everybody on this planet, should be on the series that starts Monday. Because the entire scope and breadth of every sign that is observed in the sky, based upon every mathematician and astrologer on earth, when you observe it, it comes out to that those years that I was talking about, that number, when you subtract or when you divide 72 by that 2190 number that each zodiac sign stays, when you divide it by 72, the 72 names of God, you get the 30 degrees. If you make a circle and you go 30 degrees, you go 30 degrees, there's 12 30 degrees in a circle. A complete kirka, or circle. That's like one lap around. The math, as I'm going to be breaking down on Monday, the mathematical of God, remember, Acts 1, infallible proof. Infallible. It cannot be disproven. Without these infallible proofs that's written, because the Bible says the stars are in the sky, they was written for signs and for seasons. So no person cannot say God didn't tell us. There's a storm coming, my brothers. There's a spiritual storm coming that's going to shake you at your spiritual core, because the Father is trying to wake you up so that way you can align with his mind, so that way you can shine. It's an honor and a privilege, my brothers and sisters, to break bread with you today, because I serve the God of love that is based upon the conviction of love that God has placed in my heart. A deep love for myself, a deep love for my God, and a deep love for others. God is love. He didn't create it, he is it. If love is not the central point that occupies your mind, if love is not the foundation of why you do any and everything in life, if your intention is not love, if your understanding is not based upon the higher vibration of love, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. Love is the gateway drug to God. Love is the portal into the will and into the intelligence and the divinity of God. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. Without love, you're nothing but a sounding cymbal that's making a bunch of noise. Brothers and sisters, I don't care about you, but I love you with the love of Christ. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. God bless you. Bless means the joy of heaven. God bless you. In the name that is above name, every name, and with the Ruach and the Pneuma that's downloaded inside, that leads you and guides you into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young boy. pulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?